In the old times, there was an old metal bridge there, and that was in service until early 1963, when the new concrete bridge opened. But the old bridge, that metal bridge, now that was the middle, that was the second bridge. Originally, in 1833, there was a timber bridge built. It was built of larch, because larch seemingly is the best timber to resist water. It actually gets wet, but it doesn't rot. Can you imagine that? Larch. And there are pieces that was taken down in 1888 when the metal bridge opened, and the concrete bridge, as I said, opened in 1963. So you had larch, metal, and now you have concrete. But the metal bridge was the middle one, and that kind of deteriorated over a number of years, so that when the 1940s and 50s came, they weren't quite happy with it, and lorries were getting heavier, the loads were getting heavier, and they were afraid to allow them to cross, so they put a limit on it of 5 tons. Anything on 4 wheels, on 2 axles, was over 5 tons was not allowed to cross. And what that resulted in an awful lot of hardship then, because the farmers were sending their corn to town, and when the lorries would come out for the corn, that was okay, they came out empty. But then on the way back, the lorry would be loaded with bags of corn, and the bags were nearly 200 weight each. Talk about the strength of the men, though. God, they were supermen, those fellas, back in the 1930s and 40s. But when they get to the bridge over, they had a trailer ready for the purpose. They would hitch up the trailer, and they had like connectors, boards, and they would have to unload half of their load onto the trailer, drive across the bridge, and then put the load on the trailer back onto the lorry, unhitch the trailer, let it there again, and drive off to town. Such work. And the circus, I remember as a young fella, I was a very keen circus fan, and Fawcett's and Duffy's and all, when they'd come to Yall, they'd arrive from Dungarvan at the bridge, they'd have to unhitch the wagons and bring them over one by one. They couldn't anyway, because eventually they put barrels on the bridge, kind of barrels of sand, deposited at intervals along the bridge, so you had to zigzag in and out to slow you down, and they had no way like of pulling 3 or 4 wagons over with that kind of manipulating in and out. So they'd pull over one and they'd come back and pull over another, and if they're too heavy, then if they were carrying the poles or the canvas, they had to go all around by Lismore, Capoquin and Tallow to come into Yall. A big circuit. The buses would meet at the bridge at 3:30 in the middle of the day. Well, they met about 3 times a day, but we just take the 3:30 one. The bus would get in from Cork, and there was a little parking bay at the Cork side of the bridge, and it would back in there. Likewise, the one came from Waterford at the other side, at this side of the Waterford side of the bridge, and parked in their parking bay. People got off and walked across the bridge and said, you know, good day to each other as they headed for their respective buses. And in the lashing rain, they still had to walk across. Now, there was a taxi hired from town to bring the hardware, what we call it, the suitcases and that, you know. And he would also bring, like, an invalid or bring somebody kind of too old to walk across. But the wind and the rain on that bridge on a wet day, and you're walking across, like, and you pay full whack to CIE to be brought from Cork to Waterford, and your life in danger on the old bridge in the process.